Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
And just like that, a new year begins. We here at Wisconsin Family Council have the same New Year's resolution as always, advancing Judeo-Christian principles and values in Wisconsin by strengthening, preserving, and promoting marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, and religious freedom. We will be busy supporting your values at the Capitol and in the culture this year. January and February hold a packed agenda for the legislature as they finish up this legislative session. As lawmakers seek to push legislation through to conclude the session, Wisconsin Family Council's sister organization, Wisconsin Family Action, will be active in the process, lobbying for your concerns and fighting for biblical values in the Capitol. As this session wraps up, we will focus our efforts on a few key concerns. First, age verification measures preventing minors from accessing pornographic content. Pornography causes lasting effects mentally, emotionally, and relationally for minors. Pornography sites should be held accountable for keeping their filthy content away from the eyes of children. Second, safeguards protecting children from experimental transgender drugs and procedures. So-called transgender treatments cause lasting harm to minors. Children struggling with gender dysphoria should be helped, not harmed. Third, a constitutional amendment protecting religious freedom. During the 2020 lockdowns, Wisconsinites experienced violations of their religious freedom. A constitutional amendment prohibiting state and local governments from forbidding religious gatherings during a state of emergency is currently under a second consideration in the Wisconsin legislature. If the amendment passes in this session, it will be placed on the ballot for voters this year. As the legislative session wraps up, election season will steal the spotlight. Another election cycle is upon us, and 2026 promises to be particularly significant for Wisconsin's political landscape. While campaign season will dominate much of the year, the most immediate decision facing voters will be a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justice Rebecca Bradley, a conservative who has served on the court since 2015, is retiring. Her departure creates an opening that will shape the ideological composition of Wisconsin's high court, with the liberals currently controlling the court 4-3. Two candidates have emerged for the seat: Chris Taylor, who has proclaimed herself as a liberal, and Maria Lazar, who has proclaimed herself as an independent jurist. Each candidate brings distinctly different backgrounds to the race. Chris Taylor currently serves as a Wisconsin Court of Appeals judge. Her career includes time as a public policy director for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and as a Democrat state legislator, where she was regarded as one of the most liberal voices in the state assembly. On the other hand, Maria Lazar has spent her legal career primarily in civil litigation and public service. In addition to 2 decades of public practice, she has served as an assistant attorney general, as a Wisconsin Circuit Court judge in Waukesha County, and as a judge of the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. Lazar centers her campaign on judicial impartiality and constitutional interpretation. In the fall, we will also have elections for Wisconsin's next governor, for attorney general, and other executive offices, state assembly, and half of the state senate. Democrats believe that this is the year that they can create a united government with complete control for the first time since the 2008 elections. As we plunge into 2026, we invite you to join in our efforts. Most importantly, we ask that you stand beside us in prayer. Pray for our leaders that they will seek what is good for all Wisconsinites. Pray that they will act with wisdom and buy into scriptural truth. And pray most of all that they would come to and recognize the truth of the gospel and place their faith in Jesus Christ. We also invite you to join in our efforts through the Hands of Participation. Send an email or make a phone call to your representatives to share your concerns. Pass out literature during campaign season. Share with your friends and family the importance of Christian involvement in civic activity. 2026 holds a ripe opportunity for us to spark transformation in Wisconsin through biblical values. Will you join in our efforts? For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner wishing everyone a blessed new year and reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.